Hey folks, it's Mike Church, and here at the Veritas Radio Network, we're building the future of talk radio. Meanwhile, our friends at Buck Steel are building the future of steel buildings. Did you know that a steel building can cost half as much as a traditional block, brick, or wood building? Speaking of traditional, Buck Steel is a family-owned and operated business with over three decades of experience making and installing steel buildings for any application, from backyard shops and garages to commercial warehouses, manufacturing facilities, retail shopping centers, and barns. Buck Steel can build your building with quality and integrity you can rely on. And Buck Steel's Pro Select erecting crews are always available to assist in erecting your steel building project.
For more information, including special pricing for Crusade Channel listeners, call 866-595-2381. That's 866-595-2381. Or visit BuckSteel.com.
Buck Steel and the Crusade Channel, building the future with integrity.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
The NFL is a not-for-profit organization. News at 11.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
This is Greg Carpenter, and this is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network. Welcome back. Buckle your seatbelts, put your helmet on, and get ready for a wild ride. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about search engines and what they mean to you. Now, recently, Google was caught lying or fixing the results in Google searches when people were searching for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, why is this? Because Google has an ongoing relationship with Hillary? Because their executives have an ongoing relationship with Hillary? Could be. We don't know. But what was happening was anything detrimental to Hillary wasn't showing up. And how was this verified? It was verified by using two other search engines. Bing and Yahoo were used to verify search results. And in every situation, when Hillary and something detrimental were put in, like, I don't know, investigation or criminal indictment came up. For example, criminal indictment in Google showed that Hillary was tough on crime. But Yahoo and Bing showed that Hillary was going to be indicted. See, so there's a bit of a difference there, a little disparity between the information that you're being told. I always tell people, please use two or three sources. Never go with the first set of data you get. Odds are it's being influenced, and it's influenced in such a way that you don't know where, how, and what the parameters are for the data. So because of this, I've decided to jump into a search engine discussion today. And we're going to cover some of the probably the best search engines that are out there right now. And we'll start with Google, I guess. I mean, it's the one that everybody pretty much knows. It owns about 70% of the search market. It's big. It's got a lot of data indexed. But don't forget, Google's not the be-all, end-all, know-all, do-all to everything that's out there in the world. Google is just one of the search engines that are available that have a lot of data. So don't just go there as the one-stop shopping for everything you're going to look for in the world. When we talk about how much data is out there, remember, you see the internet. You see that 5%. Google is only touching a small percentage of that 5%. Only the stuff that's been indexed with Google that's within the 5%. It's a very, very, very small number. So open your mind to different ideas. What's the browser I tell folks to use? Use Vivaldi. Don't use Chrome. For love of God, please don't use Chrome. Don't use Windows 10. Someone asked me the other day, you know, what do we do? My gosh, all computers are going to be forced to go to Windows 10 this or that or Windows 11, whatever it's going to be next. And I said to him very simply, you know, dude, why don't you create an operating system that everybody can use? What a novel idea. Something that's different. Not one of the top five tire makers in the world, right? Five big tire makers in the world, folks. Everybody else has been legally put out of the market because of legislation here and in other countries. No other tire company can get into the market. They got a lock, folks. Now, there is a new tire coming out. It's a company that's a research company that works with a couple labs, and they have a tire that doesn't need air. And if you look at it from the side, looks like a honeycomb, bunch of hexagonal shapes all put together. And if you look at it from front to back or back to front, it just looks like a regular tire. But the structure of the hard rubber keeps it from collapsing and lets you use it without needing air. Maybe something will break the monopoly of the tire companies. Maybe you're the person to break the monopoly of the operating systems. Maybe you are the person to break the monopoly of the browsers. Don't go to Google just because. It's easy. There's a new one. In 2009, I think it was, Microsoft came out with Bing. B-I-N-G. Bing is good. Nothing bad about Bing. It has pretty good security. It also maintains a pretty high level of privacy, too. So you might want to consider that among the many search engines that are out there. An old reliable is the Yahoo search engine. People know this one for a long time. Same with the AOL search engine. Remember when you had that old dial-up modem? And you would hear that beep, 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 beep. And the computers were connecting. And you get that AOL welcome page. Well, the box there that was available for you was the AOL search engine. It's been around a long time. A lot of information's indexed there, and it's pretty good. I wouldn't discount it. Wouldn't discount it at all. So Yahoo and AOL, good ones to have. Baidu, B-A-I-D-U, if you are conversant in Chinese. This one is a huge, huge, huge search engine. And it's used by about 1/8 of the Earth's population. Guess why? Of course. I just told you it's in Chinese. So you can go there if you have a Chinese character keyboard, or if you have the add-in on your phone that allows you to search in Chinese characters, if you can read Chinese, great search engine. I use it quite a bit, very helpful, and very functional, very easy to navigate. Another good one is ask.com. This has been around since, I want to say, the mid-90s. Almost as long as AOL, Ask has been around. They had a special engine, their Alta Vista search engine. Years ago, it was really good at helping you look up and find information on people. If you're doing like a people search, right? Now you go and you get People Finder and all this stuff that costs a whole bunch of money. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Use Ask. There's some other really good ones out there that'll find information on if you're looking for somebody's address or their phone number or something like that. You want to catch up with old friends, you can do that. You don't have to go do People Finder and all this stuff that costs a lot of money. Excite.com. Excite has a very small part of the market share for search engines. But again, very powerful and very effective search engine. Would not discount it. There's a little questionable about how secure it really is, but it's definitely something that's coming along and looking better. The next is one of my favorites is DuckDuckGo. I like DuckDuckGo because its privacy is awesome. It does not index your searches, but it does index searches in a different way. So it doesn't link you to the searches. It keeps a record of what's important and doesn't keep any of your personal information along with it. DuckDuckGo is very good, very versatile. You should really try it. If with Vivaldi, it's a very good browser. It works very well. Wolfram Alpha. If you don't know this one, if you don't have this one, this is a great search engine. You can do all types of computational analysis in Wolfram Alpha. WOLFRAMALPHA. Wolfram Alpha. Your kids are stuck. They're running quadratic equations just because they're having fun, not for homework or anything, don't get me wrong. And they come over to you and they say, "Dad, can you graph z plus x squared plus y squared equals 1? And you, being of unlimited resources, say to your kid, "Of course I can do that. That's not a problem." And you look down and you dig into your Wolfram Alpha search engine, and you go z plus x squared plus y squared. That's going to plot out as a heart, Johnny. And your kids will be impressed. Don't miss the opportunity. Yandex. Yandex is another search engine that's pretty interesting. I tell you, it's got a good translation engine on it because it's in Russian. Now, this is an interesting thing because you can translate the page, you can translate the searches. It is very versatile and it gives you a lot of results that are relevant to Russian-speaking nations. So, much like Baidu, right? Yandex will give you things related to the culture which it serves. And don't forget, you people out there in America, you ain't the only English-speaking folks out in the world. I'm telling you, there are other people out there that have, dare I say it, different languages than you. The world's not all about you. Use a different search engine. Be adventurous. Lycos is a great search engine. It was founded, I think, back in 95, 96, somewhere in there also. It does very good in email, web hosting, social networking, entertainment websites. Great for that type of stuff. And it's a very secure website still to this day. Lycos website, browser. It's a very secure browser, okay? And Another one I would consider is Dogpile. A lot of people never heard of Dogpile, but Dogpile is a really good browser too. And that one's got very good security. So you have all these choices. Why are you using Google? Why? Think different. Think out of the box. Don't give one company everything. Microsoft. Come on. Really? Do you have to give them all your business? Really? No, of course you don't. Doggone it. Create that operating system. There's still time. You're still breathing. Worst case scenario, go to Linux. Tell Microsoft, take a hike, pal. We don't want you. Don't need you. Don't love you no more. If you're just joining, this is Reverse Deception Radio with your host, Greg Carpenter, on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. We're talking about what are really good search engines right now. We just completed a list. Some that have been around for quite a while, longer than Google, and others that are up-and-comers, new ones that are favorites. Old ones like Lycos and AOL and Yahoo seem to work pretty well. And new ones like DuckDuckGo have great security, and they're rather functional. As a matter of fact, in DuckDuckGo, you could probably do everything in the world that you wanted to do in that search engine and within their browser setting. So you might want to consider that when you're using DuckDuckGo in Vivaldi. Oh, and one search engine I almost forgot is iXQuick. iXQuick. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous security on that search engine too, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know. Doesn't index just like DuckDuckGo. I'd say, as far as security goes and functionality, comparable to DuckDuckGo. Great product. You know, my patron president, Cool Cal Coolidge, once said that the business of America is business. Well, here at the Veritas Radio Network, the business of the Crusade Channel is your business. That's why a custom-designed radio advertising campaign with the Crusade Channel makes so much sense. We combine radio and download ads with banner ad placement on the Veritas site and offer product placement on our shows as well. Don't just say you love the Crusade Channel. Join us today and become an advertiser like Bulldog Kia, McClure Tables, Buck Steel, the Fiscal Fitness Company, and the EC Council. We will custom tailor an ad campaign for you and work with your budget, no matter how large or how small. To start advertising with the Veritas Radio Network, call 866-483-3833 or go to veritasradionetwork.com and download our advertising info kit today. The Veritas Radio Network, radio advertising the way it should be. Okay. Well, now that you have advice on what browser to use and what security settings and what operating system, maybe you need to think about, how do I not get hacked? How do you avoid that? If a hacker can hack anything that's networked can be hacked. Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I wish I had the theme music, but I don't, so just go with it, okay? A long time ago, blah, blah, blah. Deborah Plunkett, the director of the Information Assurance Directorate at the National Security Agency, said that we have to operate as if every computer is compromised. Every computer. That would not be most computers. That would not be some computers. Maybe we should do an A, B, C, or D, right? A would be all. B would be most. C would be some. Yeah. No. This audience is way too smart for that. That's mostly for NSA people to try to figure out. All computers are compromised. Take that perspective. Think of it in that light. You're working backwards. You know, in the industry, we spend a whole bunch of time trying to secure computers instead of making secure computers. Why is that? Well, that's the way the industry got set up and ran. The problem is basically Technology outpaces security in every aspect of life. I look at the healthcare aspect of using technology all the time. Technology has outrun security. I saw there was just a special on television. My mother came over. They're up visiting from God's country down in Texas, and they're visiting the People's Democratic Republic of Northern Virginia, where I happen to be. And she came over. She said, "Hey, Gregory, they're talking about the computer security and the cybersecurity of all these medical devices. This is something you started telling us about a year ago." Yeah, I did. Why did I start talking about it a long time ago? Because it's not secure. Everybody who puts a medical device in their body has the opportunity to have that device hacked. It's that simple. I mean, there's no really deep existential application to this stuff. This is simple. You put the insulin pump in your body, hacker can hack it and kill you. You put the pacemaker in your body, the hacker can hack it and kill you. You go in for the MRI, the hacker can manipulate the MRI and fry you. I mean, this is very basic stuff. X-ray machine, unsecure, baby. Forget about it. All these things. So hackers can do pretty much whatever they want. Why? Because they only need to be successful once. When you're defending, you've got to be perfect every single time. Hacker, it's got to be good or got to be lucky. That's it. Game over. So let's talk real quickly. How do you not get hacked? Well, one of the things we talked about before is passwords. Don't use stupid passwords. And a stupid password is anything with a word, something that has an exclamation point instead of the letter L, or the number 1 instead of the letter L, or 0 instead of the letters, you know, O, things like that. Words that are made up, you know, make up sentences. All these things are in hacking search engines. It's called a dictionary. Much like we don't use dictionaries today, hackers do use dictionaries. And all of these things are lined up and they're ready to rock and roll. And they're going to bust right through. They're going to brute force it until your system pops open with that password. So please, make a piece of paper with every letter, every number, every special symbol. Cut it up. Put it in a hat. And draw out about 16 of them and use it in that random form. And then take that and write that down on this thing we call a piece of paper. Use something like a pen or a pencil and write it down. Do not type it into a spreadsheet and save that spreadsheet on your computer with all your other passwords. Don't use the same password for any two systems. I mean, or applications. It's just that simple, right? You use the same thing for more than one. This is not rocket surgery. Stay up to date. Keep your patches updated, right? Talked about that before. Give it a day or so. Make sure there's no big problems with it. Check your downloads. If you're going to download something, don't forget, folks. Don't forget, make sure that URL that's up in the window doesn't change to www.youdon'twantodownloadthis.com, even though the screen says you're going to Netflix.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
We're giving you 5 minutes to gather the Pentagon-sized pile of scales that's fallen from your eyes. Reverse Deception. We'll be right back on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.